This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. As much of Colorado prepares for a statewide safer at home phase, no changes have been made just yet for houses of worship. Here's CPR's Haley Sanchez.
The governor's office says gatherings of 10 people or more are not allowed, and that applies to religious institutions. Imam Muhammad Kalila is with the downtown Denver Islamic Center. He says the mosque hasn't had sermons since mid-March, and that's impacted the community.
So the mosque is playing a really significant role in that sense of belonging and coping with life here.
He says self-isolating has been especially tough for Muslims who are immigrants or who don't speak a lot of English because the mosque is their main means of connection. Congregants won't be able to break their fast together at the mosque for Ramadan this year either. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
Governor Polis has approved a second county to be exempted from statewide restrictions related to coronavirus. The state granted a waiver yesterday for Mesa County to reopen on its own schedule. That's after Eagle County got approval earlier this week. In a letter to the governor, Mesa County commissioners noted that the number of COVID-19 cases in Mesa County has remained flat, with just 6 hospitalizations and no deaths reported. And this year's Pride Fest in Colorado Springs has been canceled. Officials say the public health risks are just too high for a festival this summer. Organizers say they'll consider creating a virtual experience at a later date. The Colorado Springs Pride Fest was scheduled to celebrate its 30th anniversary in June. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.